Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat, the fifth day of the week. And in the fifth Aliyah of Parshat Bechukotai, we have six psukim. This Aliyah continues to discuss arachin, special gifts that people pledge to the Mikdash. Until now, we've been hearing about pledges that someone can make regarding a person's value, so to speak, or an animal's. In this Aliyah, we hear about pledges of land to the Mikdash. Now again, we have been hearing about arachin in this aliyah, in the last aliyah, in the next aliyah. I can always donate money, cash, to the Mikdash, but I can also donate things as well. And there are two ways to do that. If I donate land, for example, as mentioned in our aliyah, or if I donate a person's value, as mentioned in the last aliyah, then there are two ways to determine how much money I now owe. One way is to figure out how much the land is worth on the open market, or how much that person would be worth if they were to be sold as a slave. That's the value of my donation, and it can fluctuate based on a whole variety of factors. Excuse me, but the other way is through its erech, arachin, a certain assessment, a fixed value, unrelated to the open market. It's a preset value that does not change regardless of external factors. Our aliyot discuss this second kind of donation, arachin. However, what is the difference between the two forms of donation? And we have to ask, what message is the Torah sending us by offering two forms of donations, two forms of evaluations, a market value, this fluctuating value, and also its fixed value? Rav Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1986, excuse me, Rav Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1986, tells us that the Torah is indeed giving us a very important message. This is found in his Sefer on the Chumash, Drash Moshe. It's on Perek Chaf Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. Rav Moshe says that the Torah is telling us the following beautiful message. Each person has two values, so to speak. One is their fixed value, a fixed level, a divinely ordained level that they are supposed to reach in this world, a certain expected level that they can reach given all of the things that make them unique. Their family, their economic conditions, their environment, the time and place in history that they were born, excuse me, etc., etc. All the various things that make them unique. It's a fixed level that they can reach, a certain divinely ordained, divinely fixed level. That's the erech, arachin, of a person, a preset value that does not change, regardless of external factors. But that's not all. There is also the market value, so to speak. How hard a person works in this world, how hard a person works in Torah and in Yirat Shamayim, what a person does with what they've been given. They have the ability to take their fixed value and raise it higher and higher with hard work, with amelut batorah. They can take that fixed value and make it higher. It's up to them. Of course, through their choices, they can also make their value lower, chas v'shalom, than their fixed value. That market value, so to speak, can fluctuate. It can vary based on what we do with the gifts that we have been given, how we use them, or how, God forbid, we abuse them. Rav Moshe doesn't say this, but perhaps the same is true with possessions, as mentioned in our aliyah. Why do we have land, for example? Why do we have fields? Why do we have things? They are all vehicles for us to serve God, to get closer to God, to represent God properly in this world, etc. How can I use my things? Hashem has a plan for my possessions as well, not just for me. How are they going to be used? It's up to me. I can use my things for kadosh purposes, to help other people, to get closer to God. Maybe I can use my things in a way that is even holier, even more special than their designated purpose, higher than their fixed value, so to speak. That's amazing. Of course, I can also make a mistake, and I can use my things for bad reasons. I can use my things to be selfish. I can use my things to make other people feel bad. I can use my things to do bad things or even sins, God forbid. Well, in that case, God forbid, I would use those things in a way that is even more lowly than its fixed value. There's the fixed value of people and of things, but there's also the fluctuating value. And it's that second value that is completely up to me. It's not divinely ordained anymore. It's completely up to me. And perhaps, says Rav Moshe, that is the reason why we have these two forms of donations, to teach us that yes, we have been given certain things, we've been given certain characteristics in our lives, but it's up to us regarding what we do with those things. Have an amazing day, everyone.